First, we're going to begin with Dr. Alice Benton. She will share about boundaries, and then we'll hear from Dr. Sherry Denham Keffer and Dr. Jackie Mac-Harris and the power of honoring others. Let's listen in.
I might have been dealing with some vacillators on my in my personal life this weekend, and I had to use this phrase, if you can't or won't speak gently to me, I'll have to back away from you. Most of my clients and our callers here at New Life reach out because they're being mistreated by someone in their lives, often spouse and children. Maybe the mistreatment is swearing, yelling, threatening divorce, slamming doors, punching walls, driving aggressively, all the way to domestic violence and substance use. Boundaries, we talk about this a lot on the show, but they are difficult to implement. And I want to remind you how well they work. But maybe it's not how you think they'll work. They do not and cannot guarantee that they'll change the perpetrator in your life. Instead, what they do is empower the victim and clarify standards. They make a way out for the victim. They often do motivate the perpetrator to change. And if that isn't going to happen, they clarify that the relationship may not be worth repairing. The way to acquire boundaries is to identify what you're willing to tolerate and why you're allowed to decide what you will and won't tolerate. And I think for Christian women, this can be very difficult because we might believe, well, aren't you always supposed to turn the other cheek? Shouldn't I always submit no matter how bad it is? The Bible has a lot to say about this. If you allow an angry man to continue to be angry and you save him from the consequences of his anger, he'll be angry again. And we are allowed to back away from people that we've warned, that we've asked to change, and they won't. We can back away. My son, over the weekend, was harsh and disrespectful to me. And I let him know, if you can't or won't speak to me gently, I'll have to back away from you and I'll have to remove privileges. You could change right now if you want to be kind to me. But if you can't or you won't, you're going to start to lose some things in your life. His friend was on the way over and we said, you can't have a friend over if you can't treat mom well. My husband backed me up in this. The friend came over and we had to say, we're so sorry. We're no longer available for you to hang out at our house. My son still would not break. And sometimes you have to augment your boundaries or scaffold your boundaries. So then I let him know, well, you won't be able to see our Friday night movie night. You won't be able to have our fun fast food dinner with us. He didn't care. It took several hours for him to change his mind. Eventually, he came out and said, could I apologize? Could I have a redo? And I asked, why did you change your mind? What happened in there? He said, I got bored and hungry. They're not great motivators, but boundaries allow people to get lonely, to get hungry for the pleasure of our company. And if they care enough, they will respond to our boundaries over time, and we can help you develop them.